This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. The author of over 30 books, including Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. On today's This Week in America, 15 delicious and easy ways to enjoy consuming more vegetables. That's next with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. That's 802-341-4530.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-936-0754. 800-936-0754. That's 800-936-0754. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America. Your mother always said, eat your vegetables. And she was right, maybe in more ways than she knew. While you don't have to go all veggie and become a strict vegetarian, one of the healthiest eating habits you can foster in your family is to eat more vegetables. Now, surveys have shown that children who eat a lot of fruits and vegetables when they're young tend to continue this eating habit when they're adults. But how do you get your children to eat vegetables? Well, you eat them yourself. Our guest today, holistic health and lifestyle author and expert Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, will offer practical ways to enjoy more vegetables in your daily diet. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. Love this topic. Great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us again.
I know, Rick. I'm so glad to be with you, and I hope you're not disappointed because I think you thought the topic was simple ways to veg out, not vegging up. And we're talking about how to add more vegetables in your diet, vegging up. So maybe another day we'll talk about good ways to veg out.
I think we'll take a commercial break here, and I'll go look for the new questions because I'm totally going to be lost here for the next 20 minutes. But we'll look forward to that on another one. And people go, veg out. That's good. I can understand that. But we're talking about vegetables and how you can eat a vegetable-centric diet. Let's start again, as I like to do, with the very basics. Why are vegetables so essential to all of us for a healthy diet?
I know, so I'm going to put this in a nutshell. We'll add in nuts here, too.
Okay.
When people ask me what kind of diet I eat, you just answered it for me, because I usually say I eat a vegetable-centric or a vegetable-forward diet. That's sort of like the new terminology. And vegetables are absolutely essential to a healthy diet, and here's why. They reduce the risk of chronic diseases, lower blood pressure, improve digestion, bolster your energy, revitalize your skin. If you want youthful, glowing skin your whole life, eat more veggies. They support weight loss because they're low in calories and high in nutritional value. They also boost immunity and so much more. And the recommended daily amount is about 3 cups a day of vegetables, but the 2020 CDC study found that 90% of American adults don't eat enough vegetables. And with the amount of processed food options available everywhere you look, it can be difficult to get enough veggies into your diet, and especially if maybe you don't like them. So to help you live a healthier lifestyle, I've put together 15 of my favorite ways to eat more vegetables, and this is without eating a salad for every meal. A lot of people think, well, one salad a day is enough. Don't tell me to eat 5 salads a day. And if you incorporate just 3 of these tips I'm about to give you into your daily routine, it will boost your veggie intake, and that will leave you healthier, happier, and slimmed down.
A lot of great information coming up in today's program with Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. Our website, very simple, susansmithjones.com. With your past, your background, a Whole Foods caterer, a private chef, a recipe developer, a world-famous recipe book author, give us your 15 surefire ways to bring in more vegetables to our daily diets for both kids and adults. If someone is an expert in this topic, it certainly is you. Give us some ways that we can actually consume more vegetables.
Okay, so number one is store in plain sight. So remember, you know that saying, out of sight, out of mind.
Yes.
When you confine your produce to the crisper drawer, you're often likely to forget that it's there. So instead, give your veggies the prime spot in the refrigerator. This is what I do. And so whenever I open up my refrigerator door and search for a snack, I'll be faced with beautiful, fresh produce. So store in plain sight.
I like that. So I'm making note as we're talking here. I'm going to move the Heineken to the crisper and then move the vegetables up to a more prominent place. I like that. That's great. So if
you
see
it,
you're more than likely going to eat it on a more regular basis than when it's hidden somewhere.
That is so right. And then the second one is prep right away. Now, yes, you can go to stores and you can get all the vegetables already cut up and triple washed. But if you bring things home that need to be taken care of, my suggestion is that when you bring them home from the market, to wash, peel, cut your snackable veggies before putting them away. It will just take maybe an extra 10 minutes. And it's especially great for carrots, lettuce, so it's clean, your snap peas, your celery. What I like to do is I separate them into small bags or reusable containers so that they're easy to pull out and chomp on anytime I want. Because sometimes, you know, in the past when I didn't get them all prepped and ready, I would open up and go, oh boy, I just don't want to take time
to wash the lettuce
and cut this up. But if they're right there already, I can just pull them out and I have some of those containers that have airtight lids that have different dividing sections with different vegetables in every one, like jicama and maybe cherry tomatoes, carrot sticks, celery, mushrooms, even radish slices, green onions, you know, so it's all ready to go.
So often we think it would be good to do this, but you're right. I don't want to clean it. I don't want to cut it. I don't want to go through all of that. But if you open the refrigerator, and I just did this with a red pepper the other day, it's like, okay, I got a few minutes. We're going to cut this up. And I open it up, and all of a sudden it's there, and I'm enjoying the red pepper. So if you prep your food right away, that will encourage you to eat more. You talk often about juicing. Can you juice vegetables? How effective is that?
Yes, and by the way, just so you know, red peppers are so good for you, really low in calories, high in antioxidants and enzymes. They're your skin's best friend. And a red bell pepper, I don't think you're talking about a cayenne hot pepper.
No.
But a red bell pepper is a ripe green pepper. Green bell peppers are unripe. Red peppers, which is often why a lot of people say they burp when they eat green peppers, that they'll say, oh, that the green peppers repeat on me. My mom always used to say that.
Yes.
But I often will eat an organic red pepper like you do an apple. I wash it and literally crunch into it. And I love red, orange, yellow, and even green strips of bell peppers. You can never eat too many, and it will never cause you ever to gain weight. And the more you eat, the better your skin will look. So juicing. My grandmother, when I was a teenager, taught me the importance of juicing, and I've been juicing ever since for the last 20 years, you see. And juicing is a great, easy way to consume a medley of raw vegetables because your body will be able to quickly absorb the soluble fiber and nutrients of the vegetables without filling your stomach with the insoluble fiber. Because when you juice, you separate the insoluble fiber from the liquid. Now, of course, and we'll talk about this next time we're together, both types of fiber are important for a healthy diet. So be sure to follow all the tips that we're talking about today. But when you juice, this is one time you're going to extract out the insoluble fiber. And when you get a juicer, make sure you get those whole slow juicers, which gently crushes the ingredients you put through to keep all those valuable nutrients intact. And by the way, if you're new to juicing, like you want to make green juice, and I make, unless I'm on the road traveling, just about every morning I make fresh green juice. But you can sweeten it. You can add an apple, a carrot, something else. I always like to add ginger and lemon to the juice. And over time, as you re-educate your taste buds, you'll find that you can reduce, let's say you put an apple to make it a little bit sweeter, you'll find that you can reduce the amount of the fruit, and pretty soon, literally, and I'm not joking, pretty soon you'll be craving the taste of pure vegetable juice. The healthier your body becomes, Rick, the more you crave healthy foods, you know, sugar, foods with sugar in them. I'm not saying cut out fruit. Fruit's good for you. You just don't want to overdo it. But you don't want to eat foods that have white sugar and white flour in them. They just give you a lot of calories and no nutritional value, and they rob your body of good nutrients, too.
So much.
So juice your veggies.
Juice your veggies and all this and so much more information. And we'll talk about Dr. Susan's website. Very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. So much information there. And, of course, more on this topic today, how to eat a vegetable-centric diet. Let's start with the morning. Can we incorporate vegetables in the morning? Can I have Brussels sprouts with my French toast? I mean, can I start the day like that?
There you go. I think you might be very rare if you do that, but, you know, if I have roasted Brussels sprouts from the night before chilled in the fridge and I'm getting things ready to juice and making breakfast, I might nibble on those because they're so good, especially when you roast them with some garlic, too.
Ooh, it sounds good. It sounds good.
But again, yes, I make green juice for breakfast. I always make green smoothies. And by the way, at the end of my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, in that book are lots of vegetable recipes, lots of green smoothie recipes, too, very unique ones that will be different than you've ever had, and everybody in the family loves them. But if you do a green smoothie, and if you make it the night before, it's still okay that morning if you think you might be rushed in the morning. Let's say, Rick, you prefer eggs in the morning. That what you can always do is add some of your wonderful red bell pepper slices, mushrooms, onions, and baby spinach leaves to your omelet. So there are always ways to add vegetable. And I've been known maybe three times a week to have a salad for breakfast. Just because it's not a typical breakfast food doesn't mean you can't have a salad. And if it's, you know, see, when I often make a salad, it's so easy to make a second and third one and then cover them. So there are, so one I'll eat, let's say, for lunch. The other two are just ready and covered to go, and I pull it out. And when you have great dressings that you make fresh, you know, you literally can't eat enough salads. You can't, leafy green salads with beautiful vegetables, and I guarantee you this, you will never feel like there's some foods you say you can't eat just one, like potato chips or French fries or whatever it is. But with salads, you're never going to like eat a second, a third, and a fourth. It's easy to control that. And the more fresh leafy green salads you eat, the more fiber and nutrients you get, and the quicker any extra weight you have on your body will come off.
You mentioned the books. I want to talk about the two books, the two new books. Check them out on Dr. Susan's website or Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you find books. And we'll mention this again later on in the conversation. Wired for High-Level Wellness, that Dr. Susan mentioned, and the newest Uplifted 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. Information on her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Talk about making soup with vegetables, an effective way to get our vegetables.
Oh, I love soup because it fills you up. You know, it doesn't make you gain weight. And by the way, it's a new edition of Wired for High Level Wellness. I made some changes in it, added some recipes. So it's a new edition for 2022 when you get that on Amazon. So soup, you know, in addition to juices and smoothies, soup is another slurpable. I don't even know if that's a word.
But I know exactly what you're saying, yes.
Yes, but we know what it means. It's a great way to enjoy vegetables. And you can take steamed vegetables that maybe you make, you steam butternut squash or sweet potatoes or pumpkin. Always make extra. Chill them. And then you can take them and put them in a blender and make creamy soups. Or you could add chopped vegetables to a canned soup or a broth. Now, whenever I steam vegetables, especially if they're organic, I'll put some herbs in the steaming water. Let's say a little sprig of rosemary, maybe some basil, maybe oregano or tarragon. And then after I steam, I strain the steaming water and I put it into containers with lids and I freeze it and I make my own organic homemade vegetable broth.
Very good, yes.
And to all the soups that you make in Wired for High Level Wellness, I have recipes to teach you how in 2 minutes, including cleaning the blender, you can make nut milks like almond milk and cashew milk, walnut, sunflower seed. And when you add a little bit of this liquid, the nut milks, to the chilled vegetables and puree them, that you can make a chilled soup or you can heat it up after that on the stove. So, you know, you can do it in a few seconds if you always have some of these extras, like the steamed veggies. Don't make enough for a meal. Make five times more and have it left over in your fridge, because these chopped up, the chilled steamed vegetables, are also great to put in salads.
Well, it goes back to the prep that you were talking about. If it's there, it's easy to get out. It's easy to eat and enjoy. Our guest on the program is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. She is talking today about why it's essential to eat a vegetable-centric diet. And she's back with much more information on today's This Week in America after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the Low-Cost Airlines Travel Hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. That's 802-341-4530.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-936-0754. 800-936-0754. That's 800-936-0754. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-515-6319. 800-515-6319. 800-515-6319. That's 800-515-6319.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back. You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, our website, susansmithjones.com, talking about 15 delicious and easy ways to enjoy consuming more vegetables. Let's talk about how to prepare. You talk about roasting rather than boiling. Talk about the difference.
Yes. So if vegetables are already not your thing, an overboiled head of broccoli is just going to grow cold on your plate. So roasting vegetables brings out their flavor and makes them really delightfully crunchy if you don't over-roast them. And what I do is I'll take a variety of chopped up vegetables, maybe one of your favorites, Brussels sprouts, and garlic, cauliflower, broccoli, carrots, mushrooms, asparagus. I drizzle a little bit of olive oil on them, and if you want to season them with salt, pepper, a few herbs of your choice, put them on a roasting pan. And, you know, sometimes what I'll do is I'll put them in a Ziploc bag, drizzle a little bit of oil, shake the bag, you know, with the seasoning, spread them out on a roasting pan. Put them in a preheated 425-degree oven for about 20 to 30 minutes. Check them. And make sure they're sort of all cut in a similar size so some things don't cook much more quickly than others. And again, I'll make three batches at once because then the ones I don't eat, and I eat a lot of vegetables. Believe me, I eat a lot. And And the ones that I don't eat go back in the refrigerator, and then I'll make soups out of them, and then also sprinkle them on salads.
Fantastic ideas. You'll find all of these on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com, and Twitter, I understand, as well, at Susan Smith Jones.
Yes, that's right. Follow me on Twitter, and I always do a lot of recipes there, and really great, uplifting, motivating little sayings to inspire you for that day.
And you've got that at the website as well, so you can follow, get all of this information. We're talking about how to consume more vegetables. Number 7 on your list of 15 is dress them up. I assume we're not talking about a magic marker here. How do we go about dressing them up?
Yes, and I always make sure I put on my evening gown when I'm dressing up my vegetables. And you've got to let vegetables be the vehicle for a stellar salad dressing. I prefer, for the most part, not to buy bottle dressings. There are a few I buy from a wonderful company that are all oil-free, like raspberry and vinaigrette. When I want to go oil-free, you know, for a day or two or a week. But if you don't like bottled dressing, it's so easy to make your own. And get out a pen and paper, because right now I'm going to give you a very simple recipe I've been making since, you know, it's not easier than this. Everyone loves it since I was a teenager. And it's a quick lemon vinaigrette. And I whisk together in usually one of those glass measuring cups, a quarter cup of fresh lemon juice. I love my Meyer lemons. A third of a cup of EVOO, extra virgin olive oil. And make sure you get good oil, and you store, if you get olive oil, store it in the refrigerator, because it's up on your shelf, it can go rancid, and your nose will tell you. And then I mince some garlic into it, a little garlic. I love garlic. And then a teaspoon of Dijon mustard. And if you wish, a pinch of salt. I do fresh cracked salt and fresh cracked pepper. Shake it up, whisk it up. And then I make enough to keep it in a little jar with a lid on it in the refrigerator, so it's good for a week. And then you pour it over any vegetables, and it makes a great marinade, too, for anything else that you're cooking up. But it's a very simple dressing.
We all like noodles, and you talk about creating veggie noodles. For most of us, that's like something we've never heard of before. How do we go about doing that?
Yes, and we'd be like a noodle, you know. Our 206, I don't know why I'm saying this, but the 206 bones in our body keep us strong and tall and standing up and sitting up. If we didn't have bones, you look at how brilliant God was in creating us, we'd be like a noodle.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
I just thought I would add that in to give you something to think
give us
about.
A little visual as you're carrying on with
exactly.
It. Yeah, okay, that's
like
great.
A little wet noodle. So I like to spiralize veggies. You can buy a little spiralizer in any gift shop, you know, home and kitchen shop. You can get them on Amazon. And I spiralize zucchini, so it looks like strips of spaghetti. I spiralize carrots and sweet potatoes to make these wonderful veggie noodles. And they don't necessarily need to be cooked, so this is a great way to consume raw veggies. Or you can cook them and steam them. And then another vegetable pasta alternative that lives up to its name, is spaghetti squash. It's surprisingly easy to make and has a neutral taste. So you bake the spaghetti squash, and then you use your fork and you pull out the strings, and you know and it's so delicious. It's kind of like tofu that has a very neutral flavor.
Our guest today is holistic health and lifestyle author and expert Susan Smith Jones, PhD. Her website is SusanSmithJones.com. Of course, you can click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.